WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey, beautiful people. Riley Hart here, your friendly neighborhood guide to all things boundaries. And let me tell you, today's topic hits close to home, because who hasn't scrolled through social media just a little too long, feeling like they're falling into an emotional roller coaster? It's like that friend who always has the perfect life, the dream job, the adorable pet, the exotic vacations, making you question your own reality. Sound familiar? Trust me, you're not alone. Social media can be a double-edged sword, offering connection and inspiration, but also playing havoc with our mental health and those precious boundaries we need to protect ourselves. Now, before you say goodbye to Instagram altogether, we love a good scroll as much as the next person. Let me assure you, it's not about demonizing these platforms. It's about understanding their impact and taking control. Because when we set healthy boundaries with social media, we can reclaim our peace of mind and use these tools for good. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you navigate the digital world without losing your cool. Firstly, remember that social media is curated. What you see online is often a carefully constructed highlight reel, not necessarily reality. It's easy to get sucked into comparing yourself to others, which can lead to feelings of inadequacy and self-doubt. So, take a step back and remind yourself that everyone has their own journey, struggles, and triumphs, even those seemingly perfect influencers. Secondly, be mindful of your time. How much time are you spending scrolling through feeds? Ever notice how quickly an hour can vanish when you're lost in the digital world? Set realistic limits for yourself and stick to them. Use apps that track your screen time or schedule specific social media breaks throughout the day. You'll be surprised how much more productive and present you feel when you consciously choose how and when you engage online. Thirdly, curate your feeds. Unfollow accounts that trigger negative emotions or comparisons. Think of it like cleaning out your closet. Get rid of anything that doesn't serve you anymore. Surround yourself with content that inspires, motivates, and makes you feel good. Fourthly, practice digital detoxing. Take regular breaks from social media altogether. Go for a walk in nature, read a book, or spend time with loved ones offline. These moments of disconnection can be incredibly restorative and help you reconnect with yourself and the real world. And finally, remember that your mental health is paramount. If you find yourself feeling overwhelmed, anxious, or depressed as a result of social media use, don't hesitate to seek professional help. There are resources available to support you, therapy, support groups, and online communities dedicated to mental well-being. Okay, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine this. You're scrolling through Instagram after a long day at work. It starts innocently enough, just a quick peek at your friend's posts. But then you find yourself comparing your own life, your job, your relationships, even your living space, to the seemingly perfect lives portrayed online. Suddenly, you feel a wave of inadequacy wash over you. You start questioning your own worth and feeling down about your accomplishments. Sound familiar? This is exactly what can happen when we let social media hijack our mental state. But here's the good news. By implementing those 5 key takeaways, being mindful, setting limits, curating your feeds, practicing digital detoxing, and prioritizing your mental health, you can break free from this cycle and reclaim your peace of mind. Remember, you are not defined by your likes or followers. You are a unique individual with your own strengths, talents, and experiences. Don't let social media dictate your self-worth or happiness. Take control of your online experience and use it to empower yourself, connect with others authentically, and celebrate the beautiful tapestry of life. So, what are you waiting for? Start implementing these boundaries today. Share this episode with a friend who needs to hear it, leave a review if you enjoyed it, and join the conversation on social media. Let's build a community of conscious digital citizens together. See y'all in the next episode.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.